You've seen the headlines. Bonds are making a comeback. But if you've ever tried to invest in bonds, you know what a clunky, complicated, broken experience it can be. That's why at Public, they took fixed income and fixed it. Now you can find, evaluate, and buy thousands of bonds with an investing experience designed this century. Add fixed income to your portfolio with corporate, treasury, and municipal bonds. Go to public.com/bondspodcast to get started. This podcast is sponsored by Public. Full disclosures can be found at public.com/bonds. Chat with Traders is sponsored by Trade the Pool. Are concerns about limited buying power, insufficient capital, or fear of losing your own money preventing you from advancing your trading capabilities? Trade the Pool is an online stock trading prop firm that offers funding for stock traders. Demonstrate your skills, trade their capital, and keep your profits. You can engage in intraday trading and now swing trading on Trade the Pool with any U.S. stock or ETF. The procedure is straightforward. Pay an evaluation fee, successfully complete the evaluation, and get funded. Visit tradethepool.com/chat to learn more.
Trading in the financial markets involves a risk of loss. Podcast episodes and other content produced by Chat with Traders are for informational or educational purposes only and do not constitute trading or investment recommendations or advice. This is episode 264. I'm Tessa, co-host of Chat with Traders. We have a different episode today apart from our regular programming, so we will continue with our regular programming in the upcoming episode. Do you think trading contests are not a big deal? For this trader, he didn't think so either, at first. His name is Gabriel Bulo, and he's the first place winner of the 21-day trading challenge contest that we hosted in partnership with Trade the Pool a couple of months ago back in mid-May inside the Chat with Traders community. Before we get to Ian Cox's interview with Gabriel, I wanted to explain a little bit about this contest. About 450 traders participated, and around 50 of them ended up positive at the end of 21 days. In this contest, if you lost $2,000 in one day, you couldn't trade anymore for that day. And if your total drawdown reached $20,000, you were out of the game. The account size was $200,000. Participants could trade U.S. stocks and could also short sell. After 21 days, the top 10 winners with the best results received prizes, including evaluation accounts of different sizes from Trade the Pool. We chose to run the contest for 21 days because if it was shorter, someone could get lucky and win without a real strategy. On the other hand, if it was too short, someone could be eliminated too quickly due to a big loss, even if they knew how to trade and recover given more time. A lot of the feedback we received from the contestants, even from those who were eliminated early on, mentioned that they learned a great deal from the experience, pushing them outside their comfort zone. Let me give you an example. Several Forex traders participating in the contest had never traded U.S. stocks before, but this experience gave them the confidence to consider it. Other feedback highlighted the pressure to perform in the contest, which brought a new dynamic to their trading. For some, it helped them understand what it's like to trade with a larger account size, requiring a different mindset compared to trading with a smaller account. I could keep going, but I'll stop here. We've archived recordings of the contest recaps and pre-market analysis related to the contest for members inside the Chat with Traders community. If you're interested in having access to those, just join us inside the community and reach out to me. Or if you have any questions about the community, just get on the Chat with Traders website and contact us. Please note, Trade the Pool is currently one of the sponsors for Chat with Traders, and although we partnered with them for the contest event, we do not endorse any prop trading firms. Now let's get straight to the interview to learn a little bit more about our contest winner, Gabriel Bulo.
Well, Gabriel, welcome to Chat with Traders.
Hi, Tessa. Hi, Ian. Nice to meet you.
Share with us a little bit about your early background, kind of where are you now and where did you grow up?
Okay. I'm from Philippines and I am currently in Australia right now because my wife wants to pursue culinary. So we just moved here recently. But before that, I have worked in Dubai for 6 years. That's why my flag in the competition was in UAE. I'm an accounting graduate, but I never used it. And I even forget all about it because I've been working in sales for too long. Now I'm just a normal guy who works his 9-to-5 job and to earn some money and pay bills.
How old were you when you first got interested in the financial markets?
It was 2020. Pandemic came. Then one of my classmates in college who is in the insurance company, she posted pictures on Facebook that the prices of the blue chips companies are dipping down. So she said it's the best time to buy insurance because the prices are low. So me, I didn't buy the insurance. So I went to YouTube and searched on how to buy shares of stocks in the Philippines. So this was my first encounter with the market.
So this is back right as COVID is unfolding and the markets are taking a big dive. And you approached the markets initially from a kind of a more of a buy and hold long-term investor?
Yeah, it is. But it just took only 1 year. It was supposed to be like that, but it's supposed to be like 5 years, but my mental capacity is shaking when it dips down again. So I remove all my positions.
Oh, I see. So you sold out of your buy and hold type positions that you had.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Because you were presumably wanted to take some profits or at least avoid
losing
some of the gains. Yeah. So did you have another area that you wanted to go into? Did you just say, hey, I've gotten some profits, I'm good enough, let me just pull out and I don't need to, you know, interact with the financial markets much anymore? Or did you have a different area that you wanted to go into?
No, the thing is, the reason why I became a trader, it's because of that. When I bought it from, it was 2.8, the stock was in 2.8 and it shoot up to 19. So I didn't sell it. Well, that's the problem. So it went in, when it crashes to 7 in just 1 month, I sold it, and it damaged my mental capacity. So I decided to become a trader to know what happened or what did I do wrong, because I should have gained a lot.
I see. So that the catalyst, the volatility in your long-term holdings, actually was a catalyst to get you into trading.
Yes, it is.
I see. Mm-hmm. And did you have any kind of early strategies that you focused in on early on? What were you influenced by, like fundamentals? Technicals, like kind of what type of technicals?
I was using before when I was starting MA bounces, like, and RSI range trade. I also using divergences. And I was like hopping strategies again and again, which is normal for a beginner to do.
Mm-hmm. And you were just in equities on the US markets?
Before I was in the Philippine stock market, then I ventured to US market and I trade like cryptos, anything like commodities, but there's no luck with it.
I see. So you traded a variety of instruments, and like, what would be the catalyst to get you into a trade? Like, what were you looking for to buy and what were you looking for to sell?
When it bounces to like 50 MA and it breaks out, I started buying, but it's like it's the other way around, because it's like I'm buying when it's in a downtrend. So it should be like a short sell should be. And I'm not having any stop loss before.
So this early trading, where you say you didn't have a stop loss, what did you experience during that time?
It was devastated, because if I cut my losses, it's too late already. And it will damage my psychology also. And I blew a lot of accounts already.
So you got caught in the often too familiar trap that so many investors or so many traders experience by holding on to your losers, because the pain of getting out of that position was greater than the pain of holding onto it?
Yes, it is. And much more the, what do they call this one? The leverage. Because in the, if you're trading the Philippines, there's no leverage. When I went to US stock market, there is a leverage like 6 times your equity. I just blew out a lot of accounts, and I still remember I was always like crying in my bed. Like,
oh wow.
It's too bad for me, for my mental health also.
So just curious. So in 2021, you started trading, and how long was this period of not having stop losses, you know, buying the dip and holding on and seeing your accounts blow up?
It will be just a year. It was in 2021. So when I got a lot of experience blowing up accounts, so I was much disciplined now than before. And whenever I take a trade, I have my stop loss already.
So when you were blowing up your accounts, how did you get back in the game? Did you just save up money from your jobs and open up another trading account?
Yes, I'm always depositing my money into the brokers. Then I start trading again because I know myself that I can do this, and there's no turning back.
So despite blowing up your accounts, you had the determination and the confidence that someday you will get this. And is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I see. And so during this process of turning yourself around, did you read any books? Did you, you know, watch videos? How did you educate yourself?
Okay. I bought a course in the Philippines, and I learned the strategies. The psychology, and this was after I blew a lot of accounts. So in that course, I learned a lot with my trading, my strategies.
Share with us a little bit about what you learned.
Putting stop loss, the structure, the trend, the support and resistance, which is very important. The risk management, which is also very important.
Elaborate a little bit on, you mentioned there was no turning back.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the thing is, I have a dream before that to become an accountant, but it was like shattered because in the Philippines, you have lesser salary. So I went to UAE to work in sales so that I would have a lot of income. But the thing is, the position is not there. So I was planning to have better career, like to become a trader, which is very possible if you are going to be a lot more confident in your trading and if you have a lot of dedication.
You've seen the headlines. Bonds are making a comeback. But if you've ever tried to invest in bonds, you know what a clunky, complicated, broken experience it can be. That's why at Public, they took fixed income and fixed it. Now you can find, evaluate, and buy thousands of bonds with an investing experience designed this century. They started at the beginning, reimagining the bond screener with an intuitive design that helps you zero in on the exact kinds of bonds you're looking for. Then they made it easier to evaluate each investment opportunity with better data in the places you need it most. Finally, they made investing in bonds as straightforward as stocks or any other asset. Add fixed income to your portfolio with corporate, treasury, and municipal bonds. Go to public.com/bondspodcast to get started. This podcast is sponsored by Public. Full disclosures can be found at public.com/bonds.
Are you a developing or seasoned day trader who trades the U.S. markets? Is the only thing stopping you from getting to the next level is having enough capital to trade? Trade the Pool is a unique online stock trading prop firm that funds stock traders worldwide. Not having to risk your own capital can help you focus on other things like making better decisions on your trades. There's no PDT rules to worry about. You got more than 12,000 stocks and ETFs to trade, long or short, and professional tools at your side. How you get funded is you show them your skills through a straightforward evaluation process. Once you pass the evaluation, you get funded and trade with their pool of money and split the profits. Don't let the lack of buying power, capital, or fear of losing your own money prevent you from taking your trading to the next level. Visit tradethepool.com/chat to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any kind of role models that you looked at, or did you know anyone in the trading sphere? Any friends, family that did this?
I don't have any connection with the like financial markets or anything. Just by watching YouTube, like Warrior Trading or like Mid Barak, that's was my my mentors.
I see. Mentors. Did you have contact?
Teachers. Sorry about that.
Oh, teacher. Your teachers. I see. Well, speaking of mentors, did you have anyone or did you know anyone in the trading community that you were able to talk with and or hold you accountable?
No, nothing at all. It's just me in the market.
So as you take this course and you start implementing the things that you're learning from this, describe to us a little bit about what changed in your trading.
The mistakes that I've got for been trading, like if the candles doesn't close above, I will not take the trade. The discipline in the candles, the discipline in your risk management, like risk only 1% per trade, the psychology within every trade, which once every trade, you need to journal anything, everything.
Mm-hmm. So you're keeping track of each trade you make and why you make it, right?
Yes, it is.
And so you established a discipline around both getting in and out of trades when they cross certain technical indicators, certain moving averages. Is that could you break that down a little bit more?
Actually, right now, I am not using any indicators anymore. Just price action. My charts are very clean. So, I guess if I'm gonna be using indicators, it's lagging indicators. So I focus much on the price action.
What made you move away from using technical indicators to just price action?
It's because of my experiences that we have some strategies which is only for per candlesticks. Like there will be some range with the candlesticks. If it breaks out, I will start buying. And if I use some indicators, it will give me some false alarms, something like that.
So you got a lot of false alarms in the past using the various indicators?
Yeah, like the MAs, if it's breaking, then I start buying, it breaks down again. So it was kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm. And how did you select the kind of stocks that you wanted to trade? I mean, where did you find them?
I have parameters on my every trade. And if you talk about the competition, I'm using two strategies in my competition. In the competition, it should be gapping stocks because gaps indicate strength.
We'll get to the competition in just a moment. That back when you're trading, so you traded for how long did you trade using technical indicators?
I would say I was trading focus in like for 2 years. The investing was like 3 years ago. So
when was it that you transitioned away from moving from using indicators to just price action. And the inspiration to do so was from your group?
It's my own decision to not use them. I was started using without any indicators last year, because if I'm going to use any indicators, it screw up my parameters.
Go into a little more detail when you say you just use price action. So what do you, give us a typical example of how you find the particular stock that you want to trade. And are you trading day trade or are you swing trading?
I'm day trading and I'm also swing trading with another account. Yeah, my strategies are like consolidation breakouts or breakdowns, sometimes flags or some head and shoulders.
Okay. So when you say, for example, consolidation breakouts, so what does it look like on the chart? During what time period? What are you looking for?
I'm looking at the first minutes of opening of the market, like 3 to 4 candles consolidating in a range. So once it breaks out, I'm started buying.
Okay, 3 to 4 candle. What time frame are you using?
1 minute.
Okay, interesting. And so do you hold your positions overnight or is this just in and out, same day? You did mention about some swing trading as well.
On my personal account, I was using only 1:1. So I'm trading like for 10 to 15 minutes per day.
10 to 15 minutes, that's the time that you're trading per day, or you're using a 10 or 15 minute chart?
No, I'm using 1 minute and I finish my trading in just 10 to 15 minutes.
So how is that? How are you able to trade for such a short period of time? What kind of metrics are you looking at to get in and get out?
Yeah, it's just 1:1, 1:1 ratio, and I'm good. I'm good for the day.
Oh, 1:1. So you risk $1 and your target is $1 profit. Is that?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. Great. Let's move into the trading contest. You were, first of all, congratulations on being first place winner of the Chat with Traders Community 21-day trading contest that we put on with Trade the Pool back in May.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. What motivated you to join the trading contest?
The thing was, I have only small account, which is I have the Trade the Pool. It's only 20K. So the motivation was to win the contest so that I can get the 260 account. So I started planning and what my risks are, my stocks are to trade.
Oh, wait. So to be clear, are you saying that you had already been trading a $20,000 account with Trade the Pool? Is that correct?
Yes, but it's an evaluation still.
Okay. So so you were going through the process of a $20,000 evaluation account.
Exactly.
And if I understand correctly, if you passed that $20,000 evaluation account, then you would be given $20,000 house money to trade. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's accurate.
I see. So you joined the trading contest so that you would have a shot at winning the $250,000 account. That was your kind of motivation for joining?
Yes, because for me, the 20K account is too small for me. So I've tried to win this thing. So I got it. I won the competition.
Wow, good for you. So take us through the journey, this 21-day journey of this trading contest. And what was it like, each week that you were in there? And what did you do? Like kind of your strategies and what you traded?
I used 2 different strategies in the competition. First was I was trading gapping stocks, because gap indicates strength. But before all of that, I have some parameters on picking my stocks, which is for me, this is very important. So the parameters on each stocks, it should be in an uptrend or in a downtrend, and it should be in mid caps or big caps that moves 10% to 20% a day. So penny stock is a big no for me. It's a big no because it will eat a lot of commission. And lastly, it should be gapping. So the strategy is this: in the first week, in the first 5 to 10 minutes after the market opens, the stock will create range. After creating the range, there will be high and lows. If it breaks out to the highs, I will start buying. Then if it goes to back and retest, I will buy again. And if it breaks out again, I will buy again. My stop loss will be under the lows. So the TP is only 1:1. And just 10 to 15 minutes, I'm done trading.
I see. You're done trading for this contest and for your personal account, or are there differences?
It's the same as the personal account.
Got it.
Yeah. But in the first 4 days, it's not working at all. It resulted in almost like 8K drawdown in the first week.
Mm. Why do you think that is? Like, reflecting back, what was it that caused this big drawdown? Had you used this strategy before?
Yeah, yes, I did. The problem was I was counter trading, like the stock is moving higher, but I'm still keep on. So I realized I need to change my strategies from gap and go strategy to buy and support. Buy on support and short on resistance strategy.
I see. And so this new strategy that you're transitioning to, had you used that strategy in your personal account prior to the contest?
Yeah, that's one of my playbook. So I changed to that strategy, but that strategy has 1:3, 1:4 ratio.
Okay, so you increased your risk-reward ratio from 1:1 to 3:1 or 4:1?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I see. So you're trying to let your winners run rather than just selling out.
Yes. So at the second week, the bad part was I made an objective that I won't sell unless or until the platform will close it by himself. So there was no taking profits. So I have 4 days of drawdown. So on that Friday, I shorted the banks. I short near the resistance. And in just 15 minutes, I was in positive 20K, but I didn't close the trade.
Well, aren't the rules of the trading contest, isn't it just day trading? Aren't you supposed to close your trade by the end of the day?
Yes. I was using the platform automatic sell. So
I see. So you were holding on to the trade and then you just allowed the system to automatically sell you out by the close of the day. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's accurate.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So were you long or short the banks?
I shorted the banks, which is the PACW, which is from 8K drawdown. And I was in, after like 15 minutes, I was in 20K, positive 20K, but I didn't close a trade on that gains.
Were most of your gains as a result of shorting these banks, which had a big drop?
Yes, it is. That's the one other reason.
So was it actually a strategy of yours to let the system close you out? Or did you kind of, what was your thinking around that?
That's my objective, because if I will sell too early, especially for volatile stocks that runs 10% to 20%, because I backtested a lot. I backtested a lot. And if I hold into that positions, there's a big possibility that it will go up more.
I see. So was it a way of kind of not sabotaging your own trade by getting out too early, but rather just hold your winners and then let the system close you out automatically?
Yes.
So when you're selecting the stocks to trade, are you looking at the big movers of the day in the first 5 to 10 minutes, the big gap ups and gap downs, and you look at the stocks making the biggest moves? Is that accurate? And then you trade those?
I was trading the same stocks the same week, because if I move to another stock, the problem is the other stock that you left will move much higher. That's why I'm sticking with if I have like 4 watch lists for this week, I will trade it like in the whole week.
Okay. So are you saying that you're concentrating your attention on a few select stocks in your watch list and trade them long and short because you get to know them?
Yes. You need to know the stocks, how it moves and what is it going to do.
Mm-hmm. So then did you discover this during the trading contest, or was this one of your many strategies that you've acquired over the year?
On my day trading, I have only 2 strategies, which is that gapping up and the buy and support and the sell and resistance. So that's the only 2 in my arsenal.
So as far as concentrating your attention on a few select stocks for the week, rather than jumping from one stock to another stock that you hadn't been following, mm-hmm. did you find that this is helpful and you continue to use this idea of concentrating attention on a few select stocks during the week?
Yes, it really helps me. As my experience, if there will be an exhaustion, there will be a big move after.
Mm-hmm. Describe that, when there's an exhaustion.
It's like there will be a pause in the daily. There will be a pause in the daily, and once it breaks out in like 1 hour time frame, it will move much higher.
So you're looking at this both on a daily chart and a 1 minute chart, or?
Yes. One day time frame and 1 minute.
Okay. So you're looking to trade, like, give us an example of a stock that fits this parameter and what you're looking at. Describe to us what is that like?
It's like AI.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it moves higher, then there's a pause after the next day. If it gaps up and if it nears the resistance, and if it cannot go through, I'm shorting it.
Okay, so you're saying that if it can't break through the first level of resistance after the pop, then you're shorting it?
Yes, I'm shorting it.
I see. So you're shorting a stock that hasn't yet broke down, but has failed to break out to new highs, and that it's consolidating. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and first, it's like this. It has a big move in the first day. Second day, it has a pause. It doesn't have any highs or new highs. Then at the third day, it will break down.
Okay, so you're looking to short overextended stocks for looking for a retracement of part of that gain that it made a couple days earlier?
It's near the resistance and short.
I see. And then you're setting what kind of risk reward on this retracement?
In the competition, there was no profit. There was no taking profit because the objective was not to sell unless the platform would close by himself.
Right. So it sounds like in your own trading account, you you can hold for a number of days, but in the contest, it was day trading only.
Day trading, yes.
I see.
I'm trading in the first minutes, then I will sell in the last minute.
Okay, so while you were trading in the contest, you were also trading your own personal account or not?
When I started the competition, I did not trade anymore of my personal account, so I was focusing on it.
Oh, okay. So you put that on hold while you concentrated on the contest.
Yes.
I see. So you won through this trading contest, you won a first prize free evaluation account where you will get funded with $250,000 of prop firm money if you pass, $260,000, excuse me. How is this going for you? And how is it different from the trading contest?
It will give me a big break in my career. Like, if I have the big can of gig pay kind of money for trading, it will change my life forever.
Excuse the last interruption here. This is Tessa. We hope you're enjoying this episode so far. If you love the podcast, please give Chat with Traders the best review you can on whatever platform you're listening from. This will help us to keep the episodes coming. Also, if you haven't subscribed to our email list, please hop on to chatwithtraders.com and click on subscribe so we can keep you posted of information that may be of importance. Thank you. Now back to the chat with our guest.
How is this $260,000 evaluation account going for you right now? Because they have different rules than the trading contest, right? And I was just curious on what are the differences between trading this evaluation account and the contest?
What I like about the contest is I can use the full 2K risk per day in just one trade. The problem with the evaluation is I can use only like 30% on every trade in one trade. I can only use 30% of the daily drawdown, which is kind of bad for me because I only trade once per day.
Is this restriction, has it pushed you to try to find new ways, maybe trade more frequently or trade multiple stocks?
For that one, I'm going to, you know, to add more risk to reward, like 1:5, I think, or 1:6, if it is possible. But it's gonna be too risky. I'm still gonna use the 30%, but bid the higher risk to reward.
I see. So would you say the evaluation account is significantly more difficult than the trading contest?
Yes, it is for me. Because there is limits for drawdowns, so it's kind of hard.
Do you think that these limitations in the evaluation account are an effective form of risk management that helps to protect traders from themselves?
Yes, it is. But if you have better discipline, it's better to have no limits because not all the traders are the same. So, yeah, that's my comment about the evaluation.
And so, do you have what is your game plan for trading the evaluation account? You mentioned about increasing your risk reward to higher levels. Is there anything else that you've been thinking about?
Actually, on my competition account right now, I mean the account that I've won. I'm currently in halfway to be funded. So hopefully next month or next 2 months, I will get the full funded account.
Oh, okay. So you're saying how long is this evaluation account on for? Like what's the time duration that you have to prove that?
So it has 45 days. So I started last June 16. So I finished 2 weeks already. So I'm halfway to be funded.
Mm-hmm. And if you do get funded, do they still have these same rules that you currently have in the evaluation account moving forward?
What I know, it's going to be the same as the evaluation account, but I'm not really sure. I haven't been read all the rules and regulation and the trading pool, you know.
Some people don't take contests seriously. But what are your views on that?
Honestly, I was not serious about it in the first place because I have the account. So when I started to think that 260K is a big account, I started to focus on it. So I don't have any connections, and what I can see is there's a lot of traders better than me. But if you focus on yourself, focus on your performance like every day, you can win competitions.
Good. So this experience has been, how has it been for you kind of psychologically, this transition from the trading contest to the evaluation account? And how do you reflect that on your own trading accounts? Like what are some of the things that you've learned?
I learned a lot in the competition. Like I was not taking profits, even I'm having like four is to one already, 3 is to 1, and still not taking profits, and it goes down, it hits my stop loss. So I was not putting like I'm taking profits in the near resistance. So I learned to put a profit taking thing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you'd like to share with us?
For advice for beginners, like if they are listening to this podcast, if you work hard, and if you have a lot of strategies already, you need to backtest it. You need to forward test it 1,000 times. You need to remove strategies that is not working for you and keep what is important. Trading is a performance game. If you don't perform well, the market will punch you in the face without any gloves. Now, start on an account that you can afford to lose, but big enough to hurt you when you lose. You have to journal every trade. Why did you buy it? Why did you sell it? Or what are the mistakes and learnings of every single trade? The psychology and discipline, you will learn that on your journey through experience. Do not focus on the money. Focus on the process, and eventually you will go parabolic.
Mm-hmm. So if there was one thing that you could zero in on, to what degree would you say the importance of journaling, of writing down the trades as you feel them on that day, and then reflecting back on them, you know, a day later or even a week later? How much did that impact you?
See, if you have a lot of mistakes, you will learn from it, because if you see your journals, you can track what you did wrong, what you did right. That's the importance of the journaling.
Mm-hmm. Did you also journal kind of how you felt, anything psychological or how you felt about the trade? Because often after we write something down, you know, days or weeks in the future or months, we go back and reflect. Our mental state is not the same as it was when we first wrote it down. Are you able to capture, or did you try to capture your emotional state?
Yes, if you're too happy, write it down, because you will be more greedy on that particular day. And if you lose, it damages your mental capacity, then write it down again. So, and the next trade that you'll be more defensive.
Great. So do you have any goals in the next 2 to 5 years you'd like to share?
My long-term goal is to quit my job and get a lot of payouts as possible. Well, I want to create my own big trading account, so that I won't use any prop firm accounts anymore. So, but before that, I need to reach my short-term goals first to be funded.
What do you struggle with most in trading?
If I'm too happy and if I'm too like depressed, I do trade more often. So if that happens, if I trade 3 times in a day, I'm not going to trade the next day. So I keep my discipline intact.
Are you able to share your trading journey with friends or family?
No, not at all. Like, they don't know that I am trading, and they just know it recently that I am trading.
Oh, wow. How is, in the Philippine culture, how is trading looked on as a profession? Are Filipinos into taking risks and individual accomplishments like this? Is this considered a, you know, somewhat respectable type of profession?
Well, in the Philippines, if you are trading, you're like a gambler. Like, they don't see you as a professional. They see you like you're having a lot of money because you're like gambling, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So does that make it difficult for you to share yourself with friends and family because they may potentially judge you as not having a real job or not wanting a real job?
Yes. Yes, it is. Do you want me to become a professional? So, but if you see it practically in life in the Philippines, if you're not having money, you're like nothing.
Mm-hmm. So there's you're saying there's a lot of judgment for those who don't have money?
Yes, it is.
I see. And you experience no problems opening up a U.S. trading account while living in the Philippines? It's open and available to all Philippine citizens?
Actually, I was in Dubai when I started trading. So it was not hard to create a U.S. account. So it was easy. You can just use your debit account and start trading.
Well, Gabriel, thank you very much for coming on Chat with Traders. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
I'll be in the Discord and the Trader Pool. If they have some question, they can reach me or they can message me via Discord.
Okay, great. Well, we all wish you, great fortune and good luck in your evaluation account, and certainly hope you get funded, be a good example for the rest of us, and would love to talk with you again and see how that process all turned out.
Thank you so much for that.
I want to give you a quick update. I just caught up with Gabriel recently and learned that he has passed the prize evaluation account after just 2 weeks of winning the prize. And got funded and now is even ready for a payout as he has been making a lot of progress in his trading. He's planning to get an even higher evaluation account to continue pushing and challenging himself to improve. Gabriel, congratulations, well done, and keep going.